98.1 KZE, MK with you. Delighted to welcome back to the studio, Mountain Ellis, here in a different capacity this time. Last time you were playing us music, and now you're here as a business owner. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, MK.
Yeah, it's great to see you. So you are one of the proprietors of Catskill Bicycle Supply up in Catskill.
Yeah, so we opened about 2 years ago, and right on Main Street in Catskill, and yeah, psyched to be here.
Yeah. A bike shop is a good business to have in Catskill, I feel like.
Yeah, totally. We have, the mountains are super close by. We got good back roads, like right from the shop. We go on our Thursday night rides start this week on Thursdays. And we do a road ride out of the shop, a lot of back roads, some gravel, and then we're 15 minutes to some awesome trail systems, too, for mountain biking.
What's your history as a cyclist? Did you grow up mountain biking?
I've been riding things with handlebars for a long time, and started with BMX racing as a kid down at Kingston Point.
Yeah.
And then...
like jumps and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, super fun. And then I raced cross country, which is more like... Yeah, long distance cycling in a pack, right? Like 2 hours plus of racing mountain bikes on trail and eventually into downhill and gravity focused mountain biking where I raced at the pro level for a bunch of years.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, music was always my playing music and songwriting has always been like the other side of the coin for me. It's always been like physical biking activity and then the music more like intellectual.
Yeah. That's side, so funny because we met each other as musicians and like now like, yeah, you're like, oh, you actually just want to ski all the time. I'm like, oh, you're a professional biker. Who
knew? So I haven't raced in a little bit, but my background and I've worked in the bike industry for 17 years, managing shops all over, the East Coast.
Yeah.
And now, it felt like the time to open our own spot. So I own the business with my brother, Lee. And,
How's it been? Has it been a fun ride so far or
so
a little
far,
scary?
Yeah, both. Yeah. Definitely risky. And but I like that risk. It's just a little different risk than I'm used to taking. But, it's been really well received. And, year over year, we are just getting more traction in the area.
Yeah.
And we're also like, we're from the area. So we know a lot of people and people know the name and they know us. So we have like a really strong community feeling at the shop and some really loyal folks.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's one thing that I noticed just even looking at your website is there's definitely a focus on, you know, community and accessibility. Mm-hmm. I love that you do like bike maintenance 101 classes that are pay what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been a really fun thing we started this winter. We've had a lot of people asking about maintenance. And we were like, yeah, let's do it. So we do it in the wintertime. I don't know if we'll do much over the summer, maybe a little bit. But yeah, we want to make it accessible to people. And the other thing is like, yeah, the shop, one of our number one like guides is building community. Like that's what it's all about for us. Like for me, it was actually that first. And the bike shop came second. I wanted a business to build community in this area that I'm from, that I love. And it actually took me a little while to be like, oh, this thing that I already do, bicycles, like is building community, right?
Yeah.
So we can do it in a way to like have rides, make it inclusive. Like I know bike shops can be like...
Daunting
and scary for people, right?
That for aren't, casuals.
For casual folks. And it's like... Yeah, I race professionally, but like if you ride your bike like one weekend on a camping trip, like you're still a cyclist, like you're still not driving a car for those days. And like we don't want to be, cycling's already kind of an exclusive sport, right? Like the time and the money that goes into the equipment. And we want to like break down as many barriers as we can to make it accessible for folks.
Yeah. And that's kind of what the bike swap is about too, right?
Totally. Yeah. So the bike swap this Sunday is, so essentially it's swap is kind of, I don't know, the term is maybe not.
It's not exactly.
It's not a swap.
You're not handing in a bike and getting a bike.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you bring a bike to us. You have today until 6. We're open till 6. Lauren and Noah are at the shop now taking in bikes. And tomorrow we'll be there. Lee and I will be there from 10 to 6 taking in bikes. So bring in your used bike. We help you find a price to sell it. And then we stick the price on it, set it out on Sunday from 10 to 4. And if it sells, you don't have to be there for the sale. We take all your information. If your bike sells, you get 100% store credit to be applied to whatever. Or if you would rather have the cash in hand or a check, then we just cut you a check for 70% of the sale. So we take a little cut. But
So it's a great way. Like if you have a bike that you don't use anymore or you're looking to upgrade.
Totally.
Great way to clear out that space or to do that upgrade. And if you're looking to buy a used bike.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, the buyers on Sunday, like come down, check out what we have. We have bikes, all sorts of stuff. We've got some really rad road bikes that are like funky and maybe a little vintage. And then we've got cruiser bikes and single speeds and mountain bikes and gravel bikes. We've got some electric bikes that have come in. The bikes, I think they start, the lowest price bike is, I think, $60.
Okay.
And then, but we have bikes around 100. I would say 100 to 300 is probably the average.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have some more expensive stuff if you're looking to get that, it's basically a new bike. Someone rode it for 6 months and traded it in. Maybe it was the wrong size or something. So there's a bunch of good deals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how many people out there listening? I know that I do this a lot and my friends do this a lot where it's like, I should really ride my bike more. And this is the time of year too. You know, it's springtime. It's starting to warm up. We're thinking about the things that we would like to do. And you're like, I don't have $1,000 to drop on a bike right now, or whatever it is. Like, what a great opportunity to go and in a really sustainable way as well. To pass something along that's been used as opposed to buying something brand new that you're not sure if you'll use.
Yeah, totally. I always like to we're pretty service focused at the shop, so I would always rather fix a bike than sell you a new one. But a lot of times the bike you have just isn't the right bike, or you're not using it, or it's the wrong size. Or I think a lot of people who moved up here from the city a few years ago, they have these bikes they rode in the city that are single speed or track bikes. And it just doesn't make sense up here right in the hills. So we have a couple of those. So people are trading in bikes. So if you're looking for a track bike or you're looking for something, there are reasons to get rid of it. And but someone else, it might just fit the bill just fine.
Yeah.
You know?
And the other great thing about going to an event like this at Catskill Bicycle Supply is the expertise of the folks working there. Mm-hmm. You know, folks like you. If I were to walk in and be like, I don't know what I'm looking for, but this is what I'd like to do, I've got you there to point me in the right direction.
Totally. Yeah. I think that's one of our biggest, strengths, right, is the advice that we have and the expertise in the industry. I've been working in bike shops for a long time, and my brother as well has a lot of experience in service and bicycle, and we both ride them enthusiastically, and so we have a lot of experience with sizing people and making sure you get the right bike for what you're doing, or maybe even the bike you have will work fine. It just needs one or two adjustments to make it better suited for what you're trying to do. So,
Yeah. So you've got the expertise, but that you're able to present in a way that's not intimidating. That's not, going to make you feel like you don't belong. And I think that's something that you do really well.
Yeah. We try.
Yeah.
That is that's something I'm really, cognizant of, is making people feel comfortable. So if you come in the space, if you've never been there, we try to make it really inviting and not super in your face. There's not bikes hanging on. It's very streamlined and easy on the eyes. And we usually have KZE playing in there as well. So it feels
the music's
cozy.
Good.
Music's good. Yeah. So we really try to make it comfortable, relaxed. But like getting in, I also realizing that getting into a new sport, whether whatever that is, like for me, looking into like getting into like split boarding this past winter, and it is super daunting just in itself, thinking about the gear and all the different things that the someone with expertise can really help you narrow in on, like, this is, you know, this is it. Or like, this is what to worry about. This is what not to worry about, you know.
And it's fun too. I mean, I always enjoy, you know, when I was getting into skiing, to use that example, like it was fun for me to go to a ski shop and like talk to gearheads about the stuff and pick up some things that I didn't know and pick up some knowledge. And, you know, that's how you become a gearhead yourself.
Totally. Yeah, exactly.
Catskill Bike Supply. We are talking to Mountain Ellis, one of the owners. This Sunday, the 13th, is the bike swap. There's still time to drop off your bike. Today until 6 or tomorrow also until 6?
Mm-hmm. 10 to 6 tomorrow.
10 to 6. And then the bike swap is 10 to 4 on Sunday. Great opportunity to pick up a bike or just come check out Catskill Bike Supply and have a taco, right?
Yeah, have a taco. We got Diego's Tacos from Kingston coming at noon and setting up to serve some food. So we're really pumped to have them on board too.
Yeah. Bike swap and lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I also wanted to shout out the Thursday rides and, what other kind of like group rides and events do you do?
Yeah. So we have so Sunday's going to be really fun. We're really pumped about it. So we've got, all of our ambassadors. We have these folks that help us, basically lead rides and help with events and volunteer stuff. And they teach some of the classes. And, these are just really dedicated folks that want to be a part of the cycling community in a larger way, that we team up with. So we're going to have a bunch of them there. But yeah, our rides, we have, Thursday nights, starting this Thursday at 6 p.m., we have a intermediate road ride.
Cool.
So that's like, you know, bring your road bike. It can get a little spicy, but
you say spicy,
I mean like, it can
like steep hills.
Mm-hmm. I think that's hard to avoid here. Yeah. Like, especially in Catskill, you kind of got to go uphill no matter how you get out of town.
Yeah.
But we try to keep it mellow, but intermediate meaning like, you know, a 12 to 15 mile an hour pace. If you're not sure if that's the right pace for you, we also are going to do the first Thursday of every month, is going to be a beginner focused ride. So really, like, if you've never ridden in a group before on the road, I'm going to be there to like mentor and kind of help you figure out how to do that and in a safe way.
Nice.
And then if you feel like you have the legs and you want to show up to the other Thursdays, then that would be the next stepping stone. And then we're also doing women-led rides. Those will be kind of sporadic. You'd have to follow us on Instagram, which is at Catskill Bicycle Supply Co. And we'll just post those as we go. We'll also have like some day trips where, you know, just relax, casual ride to a brewery or a cafe or something, and or a swimming hole when that becomes more feasible.
Yeah.
And mountain bike rides. We have all that stuff. It's not as set in stone as our Thursday night ride, which has become kind of a staple in the area.
Yeah.
But they are kind of sporadic, and throughout the year we'll do a bunch of those.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Catskill Bike Supply. It's on Main Street in Catskill. And the website is just CatskillBikeSupply.com?
It's CatskillBike.com.
CatskillBike.com. That's right. I knew it was something easy. Mm-hmm. And the bike swap is this Sunday, the 13th, from 10 to 4. You can follow them on Instagram at Catskill Bicycle
Supply Co.
Catskill Bicycle Supply Co. Yep. We tagged you, so if you follow KZE, you can easily find it. And Mountain, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me.
MK, so nice to see you and to be here. Thanks. Yeah.
And we have chosen a song. Tell me, set this one up for us a little bit, because we were like, yeah, let's not do the obvious thing. Let's not play a bike song.
So this is just somebody I've gotten into. It's Fat Freddy's Drop. They're out of New Zealand. Kind of a reggae, R&B, ska group that I've been really into.
Hell yeah.
We'll be right back.
98.1 KZE, Fat Freddy's Drop with Slings and Arrows. Great pick from Mountain Ellis. Catskill Bicycle Supply Co. in Catskill, New York. Check out the bike swap on Sunday from 10 to 4. We got your arts and culture calendar now when we return. Music from Aaron Neville.